So here's a good one. It's mind-boggling. Time. Time is fake. It really is. I mean, we made it up. There's no progression or degression, if that's a word. I'm pretty sure it is. But whatever, there's no back and forward. I mean, there's no time. Now, there is, I mean, because we've been programmed to believe that there is, but there isn't. I mean, all we got to do for that is, if you're somebody that doesn't believe that the world isn't more than 6,000 years old, then you won't go for this, but our ancient ancestors, even our ancestors 6,000 years ago, well, they did have time. They counted days. But I mean, like, there was a guy or a girl standing somewhere 10,000 years ago that had no idea what time of the day it was. They had no idea what day it was. They had no idea that what a day was, period. It was just like, oh, it's bright. Now it's dark. Oh, shit. That's it. Like, that was it. So I watched this interesting video last night about how, and this is all factual, that they figured out that the Big Bang isn't really what they thought it was, which, you know, obviously was going to happen. That's the problem with science. I mean, science is, they consider it a fact because it's been proven by many different people. But the problem is, that doesn't mean it's really factual. I mean, just because 15 guys have the same opinion doesn't mean it's factual. If you ask a computer or anybody that's highly intelligent that, if that's true, like, they'll tell you, well, it's factual because it's been proven, blah, blah, but it's really not. Anyways, long story short, they sent that James Webb telescope out, and it found out that, you know, there was these galaxies that were outside of our solar system that should have started right around the time the Big Bang did. So by getting closer to them, they should have actually retracted for the lens on the telescope, on the satellite, to actually pick them up. But they didn't. They stayed exactly where they were. So right then and there, they were all like, what? And I mean, it's just now getting out. Like, it's, I mean, you got to read certain science magazines and news sites because, you know, mass media won't talk about it because that has nothing to do with war or excessive funding or any of the other bullshit that they talk about. So, I mean, literally, religious people should be happy because basically the Big Bang is pretty much out the window now. I mean, it still happened, but they're trying to say that before it was the Big Bang, before the Big Bang, there was nothing. But there was. That's what they found out. There was something. Now, how does any of this have to do with time? Well, we count time by the Big Bang. So, we count time by the Big Bang and by the Gregorian calendar, which is, you know, the Christian calendar, blah, blah, blah. So, that's how we count time. But the thing is, it doesn't really matter because even then, we counted time before all that with sun and moon. And even that is gone because of what they say with the Big Bang theory. So, there is no time. I mean, this is too mind-boggling to try to get into on this video, on this audio. But at the same time, I was sitting there trying to understand it in my measly little brain, trying to figure it out. And the first thought I had was, actually, Einstein said, this is something that was in the video, Einstein said that, yeah, they asked him about time, and he said, yeah, we made it up. I mean, Einstein said that, we made up time. But he also said that time to us is just memories. It's all it is. And I took that into my head, and I'm like, wait a minute. So I'm not thinking, when I think about an hour ago, I'm not thinking about an hour ago in time. I'm thinking about what I did an hour ago. So if you think about what you did 5 years ago, and even you're not going to remember everything. Some people will. That guy 10,000 years ago or that girl 10,000 years ago probably remembered what they did 30 days beforehand because they didn't have all the other bullshit that we have in our lives. You know, I mean, 100 years ago, it was probably easy to remember what you did last month because you probably did the same exact thing you do over today. But with us, it's different because we've got our cell phones going off. We got emails. We got this guy talking to us, that guy talking to us, somebody throwing shade over here, somebody yelling at us over there. We get all these things that are blocking our memory. But time is just a memory. Like, I can't remember my dreams. This is something I want to kind of veer off into, but when I'm asleep, I wake up the next morning, and yeah, I kind of remember my dreams. And I have so many friends and family who tell me, oh, I remember every single one of my dreams. It's not true. You don't. You may remember bits and pieces of it, but you don't remember every single aspect of it. All of us, every one of us paraphrases or exaggerates on our dreams when we tell about our dreams. We all do it. Like, You may have had a pink elephant in your dream, but next thing you know, the pink elephant's wearing Nikes. You threw the Nikes on there. We all do it. You know, we're not lying. We're just exaggerating. But time has a memory. So when I think back to, I can think back clearly to the day that I met my ex-wife, the very first day. I remember it so perfectly. I don't know what the day was. I don't know what the hour was. I don't even know what the year was. It was sometime during high school, but I don't know. But I can remember it in my head perfectly. I remember how the conversation started and everything. But I can't remember something I dreamt about last night. I can't remember anything I dreamt about previously. And I can hardly remember anything from last week. But I remember that moment. So some people will say, well, that's because it was a very special moment in your life. Well, okay, but I remember other moments that were special in my life. I remember moments of pain. I remember moments of sadness. I remember moments of happiness. I remember moments that actually, sometimes I'll just be driving down the road and something will pop in my head that has nothing to do with anything that I was thinking or doing that day. You know, it's very strange. So what I'm saying to you is, think about that. Think about the things that you can remember. You're not going to sit there and be like, oh yeah, that happened in 1989 at 4:30 p.m. Because that's not how our brains work. Our brains don't work with time. It's our conscience that understands time, and we have to use time because everything in our life is based on time. But there's no time. You know, like, I might be losing you. Trust me, I'm just as confused. Like, and I'm sure there's 100,000 videos on YouTube that could better explain this than I could, maybe even on TikTok. But you're literally, when you think back, you're thinking back about memories. But consciously, maybe even subconsciously, you're saying, yeah, I remember a couple of years ago this thing happened to me. You're only saying that a couple of years ago to tell the other person the story. You don't generally just say, oh yeah, once I did this and blah blah. You usually say, oh, a couple of years ago. I always do it whenever I tell a story. I'm like, yeah, 5 years ago, 10 years ago. And it's funny because I always exaggerate about that. I'll always say something that happened to me 5 years ago, but it was actually 10 years ago, because my brain doesn't remember the time or the year. It just remembers the incident happening. So our mind doesn't, our memories are what's running our time. You know, like yesterday at this time of day, 4:30 yesterday afternoon, I was out with friends. So, but it's crazy. Like, so much stuff happens in between that you lose it, but it's weird because I remember things from when I was a child. My sister thinks I'm crazy for this, but I remember when I was a kid, my brother Ray putting me on his lap and me holding a pellet gun. He put the pellet gun in my hand and made me shoot one of the neighbor kids in the butt with it. I don't tell it as succinct as I could, but I remember all the details in my head. I remember exactly how he picked me up. I remember exactly how he told me to pull the trigger. Sorry, Ray, I'm not trying to throw you out on the bus on this one, but I remember exactly how it happened. I remember how the kid reacted when he got shot in the butt. I remember all of it clearly. But I don't remember what I did yesterday at 4:30 in the afternoon. And I don't remember a single dream that I had last night. I do remember waking up this morning. Immediately after I woke up, I do remember saying, oh, that was a wicked dream. It wasn't a bad dream, it was just a weird dream. But I don't remember that. I remember what I did when I was 4 or 5 on my brother's lap, clearly. So it makes you wonder, did that happen to me yesterday? Did that happen to me a few seconds ago? Did it happen to me a few minutes from now? If there's no time, if time is just a man constraint, something made up by man, then when all these people are saying, oh, you got to live in the now, they're kind of on to something, because it might all just be happening right now. I know it's mind boggling. I know it's crazy, crazy talk, but think about some memory that you have. And I guarantee if you think about it, not even hard, if you think about it, you'll be able to remember what color the drapes were in the room that you were in. It's nuts. You know, like, I started thinking about all these things last night. I'm like, holy, I always knew the main stories that I would tell people. But then I would, like, in my head, when I was thinking about that memory, I would look around and be like, oh yeah, the walls had polka dots on them. You know, like, how do I remember that? And maybe none of this even has to do with time or anything, but just think about, that's where I'm veering off into with the dream thing is, why is it that we don't experience dreams that way? Why is it that, yeah, some people can remember dreams. I'm sure they can. Maybe they have less going on in their life. Maybe, I don't know. But nobody remembers a dream as good as they remember a memory. We have no memories of our dreams. We have dreams and we have recollections of our dreams. They're not the same thing. If it's a scary dream, yeah, a lot of us do wake up. But that's usually tied to something that you're experiencing in your life. And whatever that monster was in your dream is whatever that experience is in your real life. And it's just reflecting through a horrible scenery to get you scared of it. That's just your subconscious mind trying to tell you something. But anyways, maybe we're not awake right now. Maybe when we're dreaming, we're awake. And I know that seems hard to believe because, well, Mark, I dreamt last night that I was the captain of the Titanic. And then right after that dream, I had a dream that, you know, I was living on Mars and I didn't like the real estate. So I sold it and I moved to Jupiter. And you think, well, that's got to be fake because there's no way that any of that could happen. But explain how any of the things that happen during your quote-unquote real life happens. I mean, everything that we do is quite amazing when you think about it. You know, just the fact that as animals, mammals, we can get up and get in a car and drive around, that's pretty unrealistic. You just think it's realistic because you've been programmed into it, and our relatives did it and our ancestors did it, but they haven't been doing it for long, so it's not that hard to believe. One of my most favorite sayings from anything I've ever read was by, I'm going to pronounce him wrong, Sun Tzu. He was a writer for the Tao, the Tao Te Ching, and he talks about a dream he had. And he says, in my dream, I was sitting watching a butterfly fly through the air. And then I woke up. And when I woke up, I said, am I the man watching the butterfly flying through the air? Or am I the butterfly dreaming that I'm a man watching myself fly through the air? I mean, just think about that deeply for a second. Was he living the dream, or was he living what he thought was reality? Because it's nuts to think that if this is our reality, and I can think of memories and things that have actually happened to me. And some people could say, well, you know, if you experience pain, physical pain or something like that, that's why you remember that memory. But you don't remember that in your dream because you don't experience physical pain. That's true, but it's not always painful. It's not always even emotional. Like I said, I sometimes remember things that have absolutely nothing to do. I mean, I literally remember painting a house with a buddy like 20 years ago. I don't know why. Nothing funny happened that day. Nothing out of the ordinary. We were just painting a house. It wasn't the only time I've ever painted a house, so I don't understand why every so often something must click when I'm driving down the road or something. I must see a house that looks like it may be something. I don't know. But how do we know that we're not living a dream, and when we're dreaming, we're living reality? I mean, just dreams alone and just how they work and just how our mind works when we're asleep. Our minds are more active and crazy when we're asleep than they are when we're awake. We're literally doing more in our sleep than we are during the day, no matter what you're doing during the day. You know, I work with computers all day. My brain is working all day long. But when I'm asleep, everything is going off the charts. How is that? Why is that? You know, I don't know if it's dimensional. I don't know. You could bring in all kinds of different scenarios. But if time is a constraint that man made, time has not always been around, folks. Clocks haven't been around for that long. I mean, all you do is look it up. I tell people all the time, you literally have the whole world at your fingertips with your phone. All you do is, hey, Google, and it will tell you stuff. And if you do that, it will tell you when clocks came out. I'm going to look it up right now just to tell you. First clocks were 1272. Those were the first time mechanical clocks went out into existence. Obviously, watches and stopwatches and all that stuff, pocket watches and all that happened a lot later. Okay, 1272. Yeah, that's 1,000 years. Well, that's shy of 800 years. Okay, that's not a long time, no matter which standard you look at, whether the Earth is 14 billion years old or 6,000 years old or 10,000 years old, that's not a long time ago. Okay, so even before then, when they were using calendars, calendars only go back a certain date. The Mayans use calendars. The Mayans use a form of time. That was 12,000 years ago. But we've been here for longer than that. So time is just something just like everything else. Like everybody, it's funny because you talk to a little kid and they think cars have been around for 300 years. Cars have been around 50, 60 years. You know, I'm off by that. Probably 100 years now. But still, it's 100 years in a, let's just cap it at 50,000 year span. I'm using time just by explaining that. I mean, for all I know, the guy that was sitting in the woods running from dinosaurs, for all I know, that happened just a minute ago, because there is no time. I mean, I know that's a stretch, but I'm just saying, like, we got to remember that time is man-made. Everything that they tell us that we have to run our life by is man-made. It wasn't nature. It wasn't God. You know, God didn't give us that. God, even in the Bible, it says, I don't work on the same time as you. You know? So right there, that's a pretty big, big one. I mean, everybody always glosses over it, but he literally says, your time is not my time. So if God tells you, I'll be back in 1,000 years, that don't mean he's going to be back in 1,000 human years. It means he's going to be back in 1,000 whatever his years are, and only he knows what that is. And for all we know, that 1,000 years in God time is 1,000 years in the past, or 1,000 years in the now. We have no way of understanding that until he explains it to us. So I know this is totally loopy, you know, and I kind of wish I was on marijuana right now, because when I was on it last night, that was how I could figure this out a lot easier. But it is crazy. Just like I said, just sit down and think about how you can remember unique moments in your life. And you could probably remember a lot more than just those unique moments. You can probably remember a lot of moments that aren't unique at all. And then try to think about what you did last Wednesday. Or think about what you did in your dream. And you're going to come up with blanks. I guarantee it. You know, and if you don't, you're clairvoyant, good for you. But, you know, something tragic could have happened to you yesterday or 5 months ago, and you remember it clearly, okay? And you remember it because, 5 months ago I had a bad car accident. But in 10 years, you're going to be telling that story. You're not going to remember when that date is. I've gone through a lot of pain myself. I've committed a lot of pain, and I've gone through a lot of pain. And I remember that pain. I don't remember when it happened. I can guesstimate, like I always do when I tell a story. Oh, yeah, I think it happened like 10 years ago. I don't know. You know? Like, me meeting my ex-wife. I remember I was in high school. Okay? Me getting married. I remember I was like 20. I don't remember the years. I mean, it's probably one of the reasons why she divorced me, because I never remembered when anything was. And I still don't remember when anything is. But it's not just, it's everything. Like, I remember clearly. But I don't remember clearly my dreams. And I'm sure there's ways to work on that, but that's not the point that I'm getting at. The point is that there's something different. There's something that we're not told, and something that you gotta... I don't want to live in my past. I don't want to live in my future. I want to live in the now. So that's why I'm asking myself these questions, like, is there really any such thing as past and future? Or is it all just now? I don't know. I don't want to bore you anymore. It's just... it's crazy to think about. I mean, there is just so many different rabbit holes that you can go down on this, but, you know, that whole Big Bang thing, that threw me for a loop last night, and I researched it all day. I'm like, is this all real? It is. They really found that, and they're all stumped. All the scientists are all stumped. Now, nobody's going to report about that, because for one thing, it could cause mass panic, because everybody likes to have time, but, you know, I mean, if you want a perfect example of how man enacts time to control us and keep us held back by thinking about these things, all you gotta do is look at daylight savings time. There's absolutely no reason for daylight savings time anymore. There's no reason. And it won't, even though they tell you it will change a lot of things and computers will go down, none of that's true. It won't happen. I literally don't change my clock back. Right now, for me, it is 5:41, but for the rest of the people in this state, it's 4:41. For me, I refuse to watch the sun go down at 4:41 or 4:30, so I changed it to 5:30. But when I was in Arizona, same thing. They don't change their clocks back. And guess what, everybody? Everything ran fine. So I don't get it. But that's a perfect example of how man-made things can hold us back from knowing ultimate truths. I mean, there's no reason for that, but it's still here because, hey, why mess it up? You know, if it's helping us control something, we'll just leave it. Anyways, think about it. Think about time. Think about what time really is. Try to go a whole day without looking at your watch, or your clock, or your phone, or anything. Just put it all away. You know, 1,000 years ago, 2,000 years ago, they looked up at the sun, and that's how they decided what time it was. And you can still do that. I mean, when the sun is directly above you, midday. When the sun is on setting, end of day. When the sun is coming up, beginning of day. It's same thing with the moon. Moon's directly above you, midnight. You know, it's tricky. Think about it. I love you all. I'll see you later. Well, maybe not. Maybe I'll see you a couple minutes ago.